Miracles of Today, Chapter 20, Episode of Walking on Water. Look deeply in yourself, my son, to find that which agrees or disagrees with others. We easily agree with that which amplifies our previous belief. Conversely, we easily disagree with that which upsets our preconceived opinions or notions, whether they have basis or not. There is only one sure arbiter, the Christ within. Look to it, then silence and wait. Brother Bill. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Matthew 14:26-27. Some folks may snort, scoff, deride, and otherwise try to talk away or around this episode. Yet it happened as surely as I live and breathe. You may ask, if you know that people will likely deride your experiences, why tell about them? Why cast your pearl? My beloved friends, I don't do it for them. Rather, I do it for those who may be aided and comforted. These miracles are published to give confidence to those who are on the threshold of truth and need the assurance that I may be enabled to render, just as Jesus and others have so often aided me. I too pass on to those of you who will accept it, so that I in turn may have my cup replenished. It was in February, after a cold snap. In Chicago, a small neighborhood park had been my habitat during the hours from 9 to 12 every morning. During those hours, I circled the lagoon by a path which bordered its shores. When I say I circled, that is not quite right, because this park had a lagoon which was shaped more like an elongated figure eight. I chose this path around this figure eight for my study ground, to make my decrees, where I visualized and affirmed. The previous week had been warm enough so that there was no labor to my ramblings around and around, time after time, giving my affirmations and thanking God and thinking good. But one night the barometer fell, so did rain, which later became sleet and snow. The trees were covered, as was all else. Even the electric and telephone wires were covered with a magic substance, an icy, frosty covering, creating a scene of winter beauty and grandeur. The lagoon was frozen, and one part of it, the top loop of the figure eight, was closed for skating and other ice sports. So instead of passing around the top loop where there were dozens of hilarious children and grown-ups, I took the opportunity of walking over the ice just short of the barrier, thus avoiding the noisy merrymakers. Thus my meditations were only slightly interrupted, yet I circled only the larger loop. This cold spell lasted for 2 weeks or more. You can see that I made many, many trips on the path encircling the lagoon, crossing over on the ice at a point where the loop of the figure eight was narrow like a bottleneck. Habit is a curious taskmaster. Force of habit is also a peculiar thing. Oft times one does things through force of habit that he would not otherwise do, especially when in deep meditation. This morning in question, I left my home in concentration over a problem which had arisen. By the time I had arrived at the park and started my daily work, as I called it, my mind was full of light, and I was in ecstasy over light's answer to my call. A beautiful vision was given me, and I held to it as long as possible, walking, meanwhile, around the loop of the lagoon as I had done in the last 2 weeks or so, crossing over the ice at the neck of the figure eight. On this morning the sun shone with a warmth that was a joy to feel. On each trip about the path, it was my custom, when facing the sun, to give recognition to the one called Helios, and also to the Archangel Michael. In the midst of my meditations, an interruption came that jarred my senses so that I came down to reality with a jolt. I looked around me in consternation. I was at the bottleneck portion of the joining of the loops of the figure eight when I realized that there was no ice under me. Then, like Peter, I began to sink. Luckily, I had almost crossed, for I sank only to my waist before I touched bottom and waded the rest of the distance to shore and thence home for dry clothing. During the night previous, a warm spell had melted the ice, and how many times I had walked across the neck on water that day, I cannot say. My meditations had kept me too busy to notice that the crowds were no longer skating. Force of habit had kept me walking over the same path that I traversed for the last 10 days or more. The master, in commenting upon the incident, said, "Human beings could walk on water as easily as on land. It is only human consciousness that makes men step into water rather than upon it. Man, know thyself," is a much quoted axiom, but it shows that ye are gods. To the earnest student, may this advice be accepted in the same loving spirit in which it is tendered. Try anything that you have the courage to try, but don't talk about it to anyone, anybody. "Tell no man," said Jesus. And I like to say, talk to people and trouble grows. Talk to God and trouble goes. So talk to God, for one with God is a majority. The End. Author's Note. All the quotations made within these pages are from books that greatly aided and assisted in my climb to spiritual knowledge. I acknowledge their aid and give thanks to the great presence of life for directing them to me. It is my sincere desire that others derive as much enjoyment as I did from their pages. William J. Kassir.